What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And let's get back to the phones. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, the cathedral in our country may not have as many priceless treasures as the one over there. I don't know. But I know fire suppression can do a lot of damage in itself. If
yes.
it's triggered at the wrong time, it could do as much damage as a fire. I don't know what it is, but it's something to consider. And the point you alluded to about there's nothing more than a certain group would like than to divide us and to get us to blame the Muslims right away and come to a conclusion that they did it and we got to go get them, you know. And I think there's a lot of people that in this country that are very ignorant about that group, you know. And I think
yep.
They should be educated. And that's why, you know, we need to maintain our togetherness until the facts come out on any investigation on these things. Because you can jump to the wrong conclusion. And then you're, you know, if you do oppose that group, then, I mean, the group they want to get us to oppose, then we're just like two dogs fighting over somebody that threw a frisbee. We look so
yep.
stupid, you know, we're playing their game. So let's get the facts. I'm not ready to say it's a false flag yet. I don't know. That's when I want to get the facts first. And
well, according to the Paris authorities, they're saying it was an accidental fire. There's no question about that. And it may well be that somebody actually saw the fire get started, you know, a sparking extension cord. We don't really know yet. I don't think we should be jumping to conclusions. I don't know where this Christopher Hale got his information that it was intentionally set, but he did retract it very, very quickly. So,
yeah, but
you know, bad journalistic practice.
Right. There's a lot of people in this country that need to understand. There's a group that wants to divide and conquer. And
yes.
they want to do it all over the world. They want to get every unified group divided, and they want to conquer them. They want to take over the world. And people just don't understand that. I mean, they haven't even thought about it. So that's why we need to educate them.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, Joe, we're going to let
you
go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's switch over. I'm sorry. That was Terry in Oregon we were talking to? Okay, let's switch to Peter in Los Angeles then. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I agree completely with Terry. Just what you said about the Freedom of Information Act on the five dancing Israelis, you know, it hasn't been released. By the way, if this were arson, you know, if this were something like that, in such an iconic building like the Reichstag, like the Twin Towers, honestly, Mike, the question is, would they tell us? I don't think that they would. Like, just like they suppress, like, the Muslim rape numbers in Europe and crime numbers here. They even suppress, you know, black crime numbers here.
Yes.
They suppress everything. As a matter of fact, I was reading where they were just suppressing still. The CIA doesn't want any more torture information, which, remember, they bugged their own Senate Oversight Committee and then claimed that they lost or somehow got, you know, all the records of the torture got destroyed. Whatever. None of that stuff gets released. And it only they let us only know what they want us to know. But that's not the real reason why I called. And that is this thing with, I just read where Hillary Clinton, I think I may have said it to you, Hillary Clinton is saying that anybody who wears the MAGA hat or says, adopts the slogan, Make America Great, is a white nationalist or, you know, a
yes.
white supremacist or whatever. you know, Mike, that was framed by her campaign during the election. Remember when they were beating up everybody and the Antifa thugs were out there? The violence was coming always from them, never from the, you know, try putting a Trump sign in your lawn or on your car and see what happens. But that was going on even back then, and then all the riots, the Soros-funded riots with Antifa, and all that stuff. But they have been working on that, framing that narrative for now, what, 3 years? Three and a half years, even? And it's ridiculous. And the gentleman from Tennessee talking about Candace Owen, wow, what a wonderful and articulate and courageous, frankly, stand-up speech she made at that ridiculous white people are all bad committee meeting. Held, by the way, my own congresswoman was involved in that, Karen Bass. But at any rate, it's a concerted effort. Has been for a long time. It's more of the divide and conquer thing. It's more of the divide. It's more marginalization of the only people, really, who can stand in the way of the people that Terry was talking about, who want to divide and conquer and rule everything. The only people that can do that are basically the 68 or 70% of the population in the United States and the Europeans, educated, you know, people with a technological society can stand in their way. And they're being divided up, and that's why. So.
Yep.
Anyways, that's that's it for me, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our Honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to switch to Reese in New York. Aloha, Reese. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good afternoon, Mike. I just want to shed a little light from somebody with a construction management background. In my professional opinion, it is inconceivable that this fire was an accident. Now, I can tell you myself, because I work side-by-side with professionals on any construction site where a job of this magnitude, particularly when it's in an area so sensitive as a museum or a place where antiquities are held, something that is a historic site, they would have a site safety manager on the job with regular meetings inspecting the site. No unsafe conditions such as, let's say, a gasoline container open, you know, on the site would ever be allowed. So nothing other than a small fire could ever happen when there is site management. That's the one point I wanted to make. Here's the other major point. Here in New York City, St. Saba burnt down 3, maybe 4 years ago on Easter Sunday, exactly the same as Notre Dame just went up in an inferno. And accelerants were clearly used. They tried to, believe it or not, they tried to blame the fire on people lighting little candles. I mean, which is absurd. If you've been into a church, they're surrounded by solid granite or limestone enclosures. There's no way a fire could ever, you know, go out of control. So those are a couple of points. Another one is this. If that fire was set, there's only two parties that could be behind it. One would be the Muslims, which I would say is less likely because of the possible backlash. The other is the group that wants to incite a race war, a holy war, against the Muslims and the Christians, and that would be the Zionists. What did we find on 9/11? We know the buildings now. You know, we go into, you know, Chris Berlin's work and many others, were wired in the weeks before, and they came down. So, it's too early for me to make a specific analysis on how they did it, but I would say they may have borrowed construction uniforms and gone into the site and placed accelerants and possible timers in the building, and then had a small fire all of a sudden look like an accident, but amazingly goes into an inferno that takes down the whole cathedral. So I think we're in a new holy war. We've gone to the next level now where they are really waging war against the foundations of Western Christian civilization. And I'm going to tell you, I am sick today at this news.
It is shocking for everybody who knows the history of Paris. By the way, a little bit of good news, because we're watching this story. They did rescue all the relics. They got them all out safely, so that at least that part of the church's heritage has been preserved. Okay, so Let's see. Let's switch over to Glenn in Michigan. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hanging in there.
Oh, good. Listen, a little off topic. It was from your previous caller, Joe.
Yes.
That mentioned about his taco shells up burning up in his toaster oven.
Yep.
Bro, I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I got some old El Paso taco shells, 10 in a pack. I put them in my toaster oven, and they started on fire also. That's the only reason I'm calling in. He was absolutely 100% correct. Then I looked at the box, and it says, do not eat taco shells in toaster oven due to possible risk of fire. Steal leftover taco shells, food storage, plastic bags on containers. Then it also said, I didn't realize this, this is genetically produced with genetic engineering. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got nothing else to say. I just wanted to let Joe know he was 100% correct.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Listen, man.
Okay, so a little bit of household hint there. Never heat your taco shells in the toaster oven.
Yeah, but can you believe this? So imagine everything else, you know.
Okay, Glenn, well, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. And the phone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in. Getting on back to the economic news here. People are starting to ask a very serious question. Why are Wall Street's biggest bailed out banks just allowed to continue with what amounts to an ongoing crime spree? And this is an article that came out of Blacklisted News, and they're talking about the House Financial Services Committee released an in-depth research report on Wall Street's six biggest banks and their rap sheets and their ongoing crime spree. The report detailed facts, figures, and this inescapable conclusion. The six Wall Street mega banks have engaged in and continue to engage in a crime spree that spans the violation of almost every law and rule imaginable. Taking the breadth and depth of their illegal conduct as a whole, the six biggest banks in the country look like criminal enterprises with rap sheets that would make most career criminals green with envy. That was the case not just before the 2008 crash, but also during and after the crash and their life-saving bailouts. In fact, the number of cases against the banks have actually increased relative to the pre-crash era. And the banks in question are Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo. So, okay, we have another caller on the line. Joe in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, aloha from the other Joe in California. I just wanted to clarify something that one of your Friday callers said. He said that something that you said reminded him of Rivero on TV getting hit in the nose when he was interviewing skinheads. But what he meant to say was it's Geraldo Rivera. And I knew
yes.
exactly the thing that he was talking about, and I looked it up on YouTube. But anyway, just wanted to clarify that. And then you keep saying, and I believe you, that we're headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse. But so I can understand better, and maybe some of your other listeners, can you just draw some of the parallels between where the Soviet Union was then and where the U.S. is now?
Well, one of the most obvious parallels, of course, is the overspending on the military and the plunging of our nation deeper and deeper into debt. And a lot of people point to the Soviet Union's military budget that was launched in response to the Strategic Defense Initiative as having basically bankrupted the country. We're seeing the same degree of political infighting in our ruling class that we saw back there with the Soviet
yeah.
Union. And those are the major markers, along with the obsession with secrecy and control that we saw in both societies.
And so did they have a collapse of currency? Do you think it'll end up in the collapse of the dollar, or where do you think it's headed?
Well, the Soviet Union, their currency devalued. It didn't actually crash. They just formally dissolved the Soviet Union before they reached that point. As far as the U.S. is concerned, right now they're printing money like crazy, despite the claim that they're collecting record tax revenues. The deficit is now nearing $750 billion. That's the deficit, not the debt. And as more and more of that money pours on out into the world, at some point people are going to say this has to be worth less than it was before. And so, you know, this unrestricted money printing is working against the dollar keeping its value. And that's a major problem. At some point, the controls are going to let slip, and the dollar is going to take a major plunge. Could happen this year.
Yeah, well, at least gold and silver will go up if that happens, right?
Well, we'd like to think so, but I've noticed over the last couple of years that gold and silver prices will go up, then there's an event that smashes them down again. Then they'll start going up again slowly. Then there'll be another event that smashes them down. Clearly, they are being blocked from seeking their real value. And the reason for that is very obvious. The bankers don't want you leaving the banks. They don't want you leaving the stock market. Gold and silver are a threat to their control. Because if you have gold and silver, you own it. It's yours. You're in charge of it. They can't play with it. They can't make money off of it. They can't manipulate it. And if you look at that story we just did about how the six largest banks in our country are considered criminal operations by the Congress, you can understand why we should be concerned. But, silver and gold are good to hang on to, but they are being manipulated.
Yeah, well, good to know. Hey, you look a lot better, and you seem a lot better than you were a week or two ago. So stay healthy, my friend, and keep doing what you're doing, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Joe. We're going to let you go. Getting on back here to the news. Let's see. Okay. Apparently, the Paris prosecutor's office has launched an investigation into the fire, but at this point, according to the fire department, they are linking the fire to the recent renovations of the cathedral spire. So that's the latest word coming out from that, but there is going to be a criminal investigation. Okay, this one is a really good story. Trump has announced that illegal immigrants are going to be bused to the sanctuary cities and states. Hey, you guys thought this was a good idea. You want them, you can have them. And basically says that the illegal immigrants the Department of Homeland Security can no longer keep in custody will be sent to the cities claiming to be safe spaces for illegal immigrants. Well, this should make them happy as all get out. Of course not. Cher, back in 2017, when she was speaking before the Senate in the debate over the Dreamers, she tweeted out that everyone should take an illegal alien into the home, and she would too. Well, now it's time to walk the talk, because now it's 2019, and Cher is singing a different tune. We'll be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So we're talking about Cher. And back in 2017, she was out there tweeting that everyone should take in an illegal alien into their home. And that she would, too. Well, now she's going to have her opportunity because Trump is busing the illegal immigrants out to Los Angeles. And so Cher, in typical Hollywood hypocritical fashion, has changed her mind. Now that Trump is actually threatening to send illegals to sanctuary cities, Cher is singing a very, very different tune. Sunday, she tweeted out that Los Angeles can't take care of its own residents, much less newly arrived illegals. So, got that one right. Okay, we got a caller on the line, Eric in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on
your
mind?
Hey, Michael. Aloha to you, Michael.
Aloha.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just
okay,
fine.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that Unplanned is available on YouTube. I know I'd rather pay for it, but I didn't want to go to the theater, so I watched it on YouTube today, and it's well worth a watch.
Okay, good. That's good to know because I know it's not getting a wide release in the theater system, but if you can watch it on YouTube, you know.
It's there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I understand it's a very powerful movie. I haven't seen it yet.
It's very, very good. I watched it today, and I broke down crying a couple of times. It's amazing. The other point I wanted to bring up was Bitcoin. You said they pay out in Hawaii making Bitcoin illegal?
Cryptocurrencies are illegal here in Hawaii.
All cryptos are illegal in Hawaii?
Yeah, I forget the exact wording on the law, but it just sort of came and went in the legislature. And there were concern. I guess the concern was the difficulty in tracking it and taxing it.
Well, that's exactly the purpose for it. It's unregulated, and nobody can really regulate it. That's the beauty of it.
Well, I guess the regulators didn't like that.
Well, they obviously don't. That's the bankers, you know. Don't want it coming out. But yet, I just heard today that a huge insurance company in France legalized Bitcoin for investment purposes. So yeah, I think it was a $221 billion insurance company that just legalized Bitcoin. So what's that tell you?
Yeah.
It's here to stay.
It's definitely here to stay. Cryptocurrencies are here to stay.
You have a fellow patriot on the island over there, Dick Elgar.
Oh, yes.
Who is into the cryptos. And I wish you would contact him and learn a little bit more about Bitcoin. Because he's going ahead with it. He's buying it wherever he can. His last thing he bought was in South America, I think. But you can buy Bitcoin anywhere on the planet, and you can use it anywhere on the planet. So how can they control it? It's an uncontrollable asset.
I'll give Dick a call. I've known Dick for a lot of years, going all the way back to when I met him, I think, while I was working on Lost. And
he was on CNN, I think, at the time, wasn't he?
He was on one of our local affiliates. I think it was KGMB. And
okay.
then he suffered an injury, and he's sort of semi-retired now.
Yeah. Well, now he's into the crypto world, and he lives in Hawaii, right? Probably down the road from you.
Well, I'll have to drop him an email and say, you know, what's the deal on that law? Was it repealed?
I don't know. I don't think he cared what the law was. He said, I'm just going to buy cryptos. I don't care if they tell me I can or can't. You know, how are they going to know if you have cryptos? You know, I would recommend to you that, you know, put Bitcoin back up on your website and accept it as payment, and I'll definitely donate some that I have in the past, just because it's the anti-bankers' money. The bankers can't control it.
Okay, well, so, thank you very much. I'll definitely connect with Dick over this issue.
Yeah,
okay, Eric, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And
okay, Mike,
we're going to switch. All right, we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Tom, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, good day. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Cher and about the illegal immigration in L.A. and how all of a sudden she's kind of agreeing with Trump that day. She don't want these illegals pouring into Los Angeles. And that's one thing I really want to talk to you about. But Michael, one thing I do want to talk about also, I totally agree with you. You kind of corrected me on something. I do not think the United States should ever go invade Venezuela. Let them all stew in their own stew, okay? Let them. I told Rick Scott's office, hey, you're worried about invading Venezuela. Our border's being breached. We're being invaded in our own country. So, Senator Scott, you're on. You got wrong priorities here. So, yeah, I have to agree with you on that, Michael. I don't care what. Venezuela should never be invaded. Forget it.
Yep.
Look at Cuba. For what, 60 years we allowed Cuba to end up like it is? Well, you know that's what they the kind of government those people want. Let them have it. Let them deal with it themselves. But we are definitely being invaded, Michael, in our country. Our country's being invaded. Like I told you,
absolutely.
I live in South Florida.
Absolutely.
There's not one white Anglo male on the Miami-Dade or Broward. Broward County only has four left, Michael.
Okay, Tom. Tom, got to take a break for commercials. All right, we'll stay on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ex- extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're just finishing up here with Tom in Florida. You had one more thing you wanted to say.
Yes, Michael. What I want to say is this. I want to ask you what is actually the law where the mayor of Oakland, California is tipping off, when she's actually tipping off illegal aliens, there's going to be ISIS coming. And why hasn't Donald Trump or the Justice Department or whoever arrested that mayor for what she's done to our country as far as breaking the law?
It's a mystery to me.
How will that be resolved?
All of these sanctuary people and everybody who's assisting the illegal immigrants, they're all in violation of Title 8. And I don't know why Title 8 is being enforced.
I understand all that, Michael. You explained that to me before, but I want to know how come Trump is the president of the United States with the executive power that he has, how come he hasn't arrested her? How come he hasn't had the FBI, whoever, go arrest her? Because she's literally going out blabbing to the media and everybody, oh, yeah, I tipped off the illegals, and, I'm a mayor of Oakland, so I can get away with this. But Michael, I believe that's breaking the law, and she should be arrested for that. Now,
I don't know
how she's staying out of jail. And I'd like to see what the media would do if Donald Trump actually said, you know what, this is enough. We're going to arrest you. You're going to jail. You're trying to sedate our nation. This is sedation. This is an incursion of our country, an illegal invasion, and this woman still yet not been arrested. I don't understand it. Now, Trump, if he's really serious about stopping this illegal invasion of our country, with the Democratic Party wanting to use these people to pad their voter rolls, okay? I don't know what's going on with President Trump, but he needs to arrest that woman pronto, rapido, because she should not be able to allow to tip off people that are here illegally or committing crimes. You know, Mike, one more thing I got to say about that. If one American gets murdered, I don't care if a million illegals come to this country. If one American gets murdered by one of them, that's one too many. We will lose too many people in this country. If one American
it's
gets
a mess.
Murdered by
it's an absolute
illegal,
mess.
That's too many.
And you know, Trump's response to it has been, you know, lukewarm. He's not he's backing down. First, it was going to be the wall. Then he was going to close the border. Now he's backing off and say we'll give Mexico a year. I mean, Trump's a disappointment.
Well,
I can't
Michael,
put it any more plainly than that. He's just a complete
you're
disappointment.
You're absolutely correct, Michael. But what I'm saying is the Republicans are shooting themselves in the foot. You're bringing in millions of people to vote Democrat. They're not going to surely vote for Republican. So why would the Republican Party allow this incursion into sedation? Why? Because of the media? Israel is not going to allow 10 million Palestinians to sneak into Israel, Michael. They won't even let a million sneak in there. Now, Israel and Schumer and all these Zog who are running our government, they sure won't care about our border here, but they sure do care over there. Dickie Durbin, little Durbin, and Schmucky Schumer. They don't want Israel to get 2 million. Look, they don't want even 200,000 miles of Palestinians to go in there. But they want our country to be invaded. I don't understand what this modus operandi is here. I do know that the mayor of Oakland, California should be arrested. And until Trump shows me that he's going to arrest her, I don't believe anything. I really don't. I think it's all farce. And you
I
know
agree.
What, Michael? Like I think I told you last week. And you can check this out on your own. There's only 1.7 million 1.7 million Americans or illegals, whoever you want to call them, that are in agriculture in this country. That actually due to the Midwest. And I always thought it was like in the 10 or 20 million. No, I almost flipped out when I said, wow, it's only 1.7 million total. And our government that actually, you know, working the farms and, you know, bringing the produce to the market and all that.
And that number is going down because of the increasing use of automation.
That's correct. Absolutely. I believe they say it's going to go down to 1.2 million in about 10 years. If I'm not, you know, I can't remember the number, but I saw that like a month ago. And I can't remember. It was something like that. But it was amazing to me is that what are the rest of these illegals doing here, Michael? What actually are they doing? What is their
collecting
job
welfare.
Title? I mean, what? And who's paying? Look at California, Michael. Sean Hannity talked about this on Fox News. There's almost 6 million illegals in the state of California, where Ronald Reagan in 1980 was president, and Richard Nixon. Now you can't get almost a dog catcher if you're a Republican elected. So, you know, this to me is this amazing, mind-boggling, that President Trump, and I guess he's trying to do the right thing on immigration, he's not done enough. And he should arrest that woman in Oakland, California for breaking the law. She broke the law. She tipped off. That's like tipping off a bank robber if you're a lookout outside. I don't get it. And the media is complacent in this, Michael, because they're not saying nothing about her breaking the law. Oh, she's a hero. So they're just as culpable and guilty as anybody. So, you know, this is a mind blow that's going on with this illegal invasion of the country. And I can tell you, Michael, once Texas and Florida are blue, it's over.
Yes.
You'll have Bernie Sanders for the next 100 years. And that's just the way the truth is. And until they, I told you, Michael, there's not one white male on the Miami-Dade Commission. Broward County's right there. Palm Beach is going to be like that in the next 10 years. They didn't come to compliment. They came to take over the place. I hate to tell you. And Michael, and another thing is, they're not speaking English, a lot of these people. I'm not just talking one group of people. I'm talking, you got Muslims. All these people are coming here. They want to keep their own enclave of their own language.
Yep.
It's not like the Italians, the Poles, the Swedes, the Danes. When they came here, well, you wouldn't know what, you know, it was like with the Statue of Liberty through Ellis Island, They don't want to have asylum. They become Americans. Exactly. They became Americans, proud Americans, who, like Teddy Roosevelt said, you only can have a nation if you only have one common language. That's in Teddy Roosevelt's papers that I read. Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider, said if we don't have a nation that speaks one common language, we don't have a nation at all.
Yes.
That, you know, Trump should be talking about that at his rallies. Okay, we got a country now that's being balkanized. We're being, it's like, the Balkan Wars, Croatia and all that. That's what's happening here. We don't have a country that's saying, okay, we're racing English as the official language. No, it's not happening. Matter of fact, you got like 10 radio stations down here compared to two in English.
Yep.
And the TV stations are the same thing all over L.A. Who's allowed that, Michael? Who's allowed that? The Republican Party? The Democrats? Who? That's like in Israel. Do you think the Israeli government will allow 50 different dialects of Arabic to go into Israel, start speaking all their languages, and kick Hebrew out? Or what do they use? Yiddish? Whatever language they got over there? They're not going to allow that. Absolutely not. So, like I said, Michael, thank you for taking the time to listen to me out. I know I've been a little bit too much at times. I get very emotional about it because when I look about that, what that mayor did in Oakland, that really blows me away. How she got away with this. If that would have been the opposite, the Democrats were real. It's just so unbelievable. You know, Michael, like you say, these Republicans like Rick Scott, oh, we got to go invade Venezuela. Oh, we got to use. No, Mr. Scott, you defend your borders and take all the crap that we got in our country and get them back over and send them to Venezuela or send them to Argentina or one of those countries down there. Why are they coming here? They should be going down there where they already got the common language. So
they're coming up here because they think they're going to get free stuff.
Of course. They want the welfare food stamps and Section 8 housing and cars. Hey, again, Michael, I think I told you last week, when I went to Cuba, 1 out of 100 people own a car over there, if that. And if they can get gas to put in the car right about now.
Well, that's thanks to the United States embargo.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, what's perplexing about Venezuela, you can get gas there for still cheap as like 8 cents a gallon, but there's no food to eat. So I don't understand that one. But you can get a gallon of gas for like 8 cents American pennies for a gallon of gas in Venezuela. So it's just crazy. It's really crazy. So I think right now, until I see Trump really do a major move on immigration with arresting these little Democrats or whoever, rhinos, whoever, leadership, mayors, I don't think nothing's going to happen. Really don't.
Yep.
And look at Chicago, Michael. That lady, the mayor, the new lady, what's her name, Lightfoot or Bigfoot or whatever her name is. I think it's Lightfoot, isn't it? The mayor of Chicago?
Yep.
Well, Lightfoot's saying bring all the illegals here. Well, you know what, Trump? To send them all over there. Send them to Chicago. Send them to L.A. Cher's having a fit about it. Did you see Cher's interview today, Michael?
Yeah. Well, I read about it, and yeah, it's a complete reversal from her policy of just 2 years ago. You know, yeah, everyone
Correct.
Should take an illegal immigrant into their home. I'll take one into mine. Never happened. These people have all become NIMBYs. Not in my backyard.
Well, you know, Michael, I don't know if you know this. You know how much Nancy Pelosi's worth?
I forget off the top of my head, but it's a lot.
She's worth $45 million.
Okay.
And her husband, I think, is worth, she's worth $45 million with assets and all that. They had a thing on her. I was on this website I was looking at. And the husband's even worth, he's worth multiple hundred, he's worth over $100 million, the husband. Pelosi's
yes.
husband. So, you know what? Why don't they take all those illegals and ship them right up there in San Francisco on her in her neighborhood?
Well, you know, it's kind of
interesting. For 10 years.
James Woods tweeted on out that Donald Trump just got Pelosi to admit she doesn't want migrants in her sanctuary city. You know, it was like, we've got to have these sanctuary cities, you know, elsewhere. We want the illegal immigrants to come on in here and vote Democratic, just not in my neighborhood. And
it's incredible.
Yep.
Maxine Waters is another one, Michael. It's
yep.
crazy. But like I said, until I see Trump, well, hopefully next week or so, he'll do some of that mayor in Oakland. I hear maybe a little rumor. Something could happen with that because she did break the law. Until that yes. law is enforced, that he's executive, the president of the United States, and he says, go arrest her because she broke the law on immigration, nothing's going to get done. And this senator we got down here, I voted for Scott. I wish I kind of did now because I think he's being a nitwit saying, oh, we got to go invade Venezuela. No, we don't need to invade Venezuela. We need to defend our borders with the military, Mr. Scott.
Yes.
We don't need to go Absolutely. To Venezuela and take care of that. Let them. They voted for that guy Maduro. Let them keep him. Let them take him out of themselves. However they're going to do it.
Yeah, it was their choice. Maduro's the legitimately elected president of the country, and what can I tell you? Anyway,
yes,
listen, Tom.
You're right.
Yeah, I got to let you go.
Thank you, sir.
We're running out of time here.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. Apparently, getting on back to Notre Dame, the reason the fire was as large as it was, apparently there was an internal wooden framework that amounted to something like 52 acres of wood. It was known as the forest, and there was concern because of its age and how dry it was that it could be a potential fire hazard, as well it proved to be. But apparently the entire frame of the cathedral is made from this timber. 1,300 trees were used for the construction of its beams, and that's why it burned as hot and intense as it did. Okay, let's go to James in Sacramento. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I just was catching up on your program, and the guy was talking about the immigration stuff. And, you know, one of the things, like, you know, you've talked about Operation Wetback before.
Yes.
And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is that Operation Wetback, at least as far as I know from my stepdad that was very, very good on history, he was, talking about how when they interned all of the Japanese, and then they also, with the war going on, there was a lot of the Americans that used to pick fruit. And you know, to work the fields. And so there was nobody there to pick the fruit and work the fields. And so they allowed the Mexicans to come up as migrant farm workers. And this is something a lot of people don't talk about. And that's where it started with, you know, they started the migrant farm worker thing because all of our troops, men and women and everything, they were off doing the war thing. You know, and, yep. and then all the Japanese, and you got to remember, the Japanese used to own a lot of the farms in California, you know. I don't know about the other areas, but I know California used to be owned by quite a few Japanese Americans. And so once the migrant farm workers started coming up, you know, and then the war got over, and then they were like, trying to like kick them out, but they had already established themselves as the migrant farm workers. So it's a complicated thing. It's not really that easy to understand, but it's something that people really need to understand, is that it started because of the damn war.
I understand that, but the war is over and done with. Farm harvesting is now done mostly by machine, and the people who are behind this open borders idea, whether they're the globalists or they just want Democratic voters, it's bad for our country. And you're starting to see where people who were out there pushing for the open borders agenda, like Cher, now that they're having to deal with it themselves, they're saying, no, this, well, and Cher's absolutely right. Los Angeles cannot take care of its current citizenry, let alone bringing in more illegal immigrants.
Exactly, but where do you think, what's his name? What was that Mexican farm worker that made a name for himself? I can't remember his name right now.
Cesar Chavez.
Cesar Chavez, that's it, yeah. You know what I mean? How do you think he got so popular? You know, and it was because we had this huge migrant farm worker that was allowed to be in America because of the war. See, that's something that a lot of people don't realize, is that we didn't have anybody to pick the fruits and the vegetables and the farm and the, you know, out in the fields, you know. So we wanted the Mexicans to come up and do that.
Yeah, you already said that. Anyway, well, listen, we're going to have to let you go
statement.
Now.
I'm trying to make a statement that people don't remember that that's where it all started.
Okay, well, James, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program.
Thank you, brother.
After these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently a listener called in to remind us all about the Zoot Suit Riots as part of the history of Mexican-American immigrants. And, yeah, you can do a web search on that. But this took place in 1943 and basically was a series of clashes between U.S. servicemen, off-duty police officers against the young Latinos and other minorities. So let's get on back here. Now, the Border Patrol Union president says it's absolutely legal to drop illegals in sanctuary cities. So National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says that, yeah, the federal government can just transport illegal immigrants to the sanctuary cities. And Trump finally got himself a really good idea because he's showing up the immigration people for the hypocrites that they are. They wanted a sanctuary city full of illegal immigrants. They're about to get one. Now, we talked about this last week, but it bears mentioning again. New York State Assembly Democrats have granted $27 million for illegal immigrants' college tuition. The illegal immigrants are getting a better deal than the U.S. citizens. And apparently, at the same time, the New York State Assembly Democrats denied tuition money to relatives of Gold Star veterans. Now, the Gold Star veterans, these are men and women who served in the military and did not come back. And you would think if you're going to show generosity and support some kids' higher education, that would be it. But no. No money for the Gold Star families and money for the illegal immigrants. That's a very, I'm sorry, it's a messed up priority. It's absolutely messed up. Over in Great Britain, it looks like Brussels may be ready to give up on the impractical backstop protocol agreed with Theresa May in the withdrawal agreement rejected by Parliament three times. This is coming from Tory Brexiteer Ian Duncan Smith. And they're saying it may result in a Brexit delivery before the election. People are still dealing with that college admissions scandal. And apparently a lot of people are taking plea deals. They're pleading guilty. And it is a major scandal. It basically tells us, first of all, that our society is available for a price, even college admission. And it also tells us that not everybody who's got a degree from that college deserved it, especially when you add in the fact that there are people who will write college papers for a price. It's just another fashion accessory, bought and paid for. Okay. Out in California, Congressman Eric Swalwell is running for president. And he says taking away the assault weapons is a top priority. And there's the music. Time for the show to end. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Use postal mail, face-to-face. Forget social media. They're absolutely in a lockdown mode. So please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.